This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. It's great to go on a special holiday and before you leave you need to think about the baggage. Now what am I going to take? What do I need for my journey? It's true that sometimes we overpack things we don't really need. Then we get home and we realise, well, why did I do that? They're only taking up space, they are a burden. And the travel experts often say pack light, you know, pack only what you really need. Now, I've done that myself, and maybe you've too, overpacked. But those people who travel all the time, well, they seem to know what to do. Airlines, of course, have certain limitations for luggage that you have to adhere to. It's quite distressing to be running late only to be running with a heavy suitcase. Well, I have a sense that every one of us have baggage of some kind in our lives. If you've ever flown in the aeroplane and you've had a front row seat, you'll notice people come in with their hand luggage, all sorts of different shapes and sizes. Some are easy to carry, others are heavy or cumbersome. So baggage is of itself something that we carry. It's with us, and sometimes we don't really have to carry it. There are certain things we do have that we need, but there are other things that we really should let go of as excess baggage. Now, I want to talk about this again tomorrow, but some of our baggage comes from something that's someone else has done to us. In other words, there's some thought hanging around. It was not our fault, but because of what someone did, we're carrying around some baggage. It's weighing us down. It's like they've handed us a suitcase that we really didn't want. Now, it wasn't your fault, but it's still baggage that you're carrying around, and I think what we need to do is acknowledge the truth that we've got this baggage. So what I want to call it is spiritual baggage. Maybe you grew up under some bad teaching in a church, or there was this legalistic mindset and you've become judgmental. You judge people. Well, I call that spiritual baggage. Or you might have a bad feeling about the church. You might have heard bad stuff about church growing up and you don't attend church. You don't like church. And could be your problem is with God. You know, life didn't turn out the way you want, and so you're angry with God, or you could be angry with other Christians. I know some people who hate Christians. Just the name Christian turns them off. So maybe that's baggage that we call spiritual baggage, something that you're carrying. Or it could be a different sort. It could be relational baggage. You trusted someone, and that someone that you trusted betrayed you, so that you've got this wall up around your heart and you won't let people in. You don't want to talk about it, and you really don't want to become vulnerable and get hurt. There could be the baggage of abuse. Unfortunately, the statistics of abuse that's going on are absolutely horrifying, and maybe you know firsthand the horror that physical abuse brings to people. That's baggage, and even though it wasn't your fault, I think you've got to name it. Recognize it. And then, of course, many people have this self-image baggage. You know, I'll never amount to anything, or I'm a messed up individual. I'm worthless. The baggage of addiction. Maybe you feel that you're hooked on something. You want to be free of this addiction. It's a baggage that you want to let go of, and yet it just enslaves you. But I think we've got to do more than just acknowledge this baggage. We need to get specific and to find the truth, because some of the baggage that we're carrying around, of course, is the result of life. Now, we may have made some very stupid decisions, or we might have done things that we really shouldn't have done, and it could be that that's the baggage that you're carrying around, the consequence of something that you've done. Acknowledge that as truth. It is possible that you could relate to what the Bible says. David in Psalm 109 said, "For I am poor and needy, and my heart," he said, "is wounded within me." And so many of us in life, of course, carry wounds of brokenness and pain. So let me take a step further tomorrow. But just now, Lord, we do acknowledge that there is baggage. We all have some degree of baggage, excess baggage. Help us, Lord, to understand what it is and then say to you, Lord, remove that. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.